This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. History at the historic U.S. Camp David, the presidential retreat on Friday. Leaders of the United States, Japan, and South Korea wrapped up their Friday summit at Camp David, cementing a newly established trilateral partnership. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakusara has more.
Friday's summit, hosted by President Joe Biden at the U.S. presidential retreat Camp David, resulted in a series of defense pledges by Washington, Tokyo, and Seoul, including a commitment to consult with one another during a regional crisis.
That means we'll have a hotline to share information and coordinate our responses whenever there is a crisis in the region or affecting any one of our countries.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
China, on Saturday, launched a military drill around Taiwan, which they said was in response to Taiwan's vice president having visited the United States. He is the frontrunner in Taiwan's presidential election next year. In West Africa, ECOWAS says their forces are assembled and ready to move on Niger, if needed, to restore democracy there. ECOWAS Commissioner Abdel Fattah Musah.
I tell you, we are ready to go anytime the order is given.
ECOWAS says they still hope the dispute can be resolved peacefully. Mexico and Southern California bracing for a hurricane/tropical storm, which is bearing down on them. Right now, Hurricane Hillary is at Category 4 storm strength, but is expected to be a tropical storm when it hits land. It would be the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years. That was September 1939. Just to give you some perspective about how long ago that was, Adolf Hitler was in power. This is VOA News. The BRICS group of developing economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, meet in Johannesburg from Tuesday to Thursday for their annual summit, during which expansion of the bloc is expected to figure high on the agenda. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
On the surface, the members of this bloc have little in common. Brazil, India, and South Africa are democracies, while China and Russia are autocracies. However, one thing they do share is a disillusionment with the current US-led world order and a desire to create an alternative in which the global South has more clout. If the number of new countries looking to join the bloc is any indication, this is proving to be a popular idea. Some 40 nations, including Argentina, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, are all interested in joining. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency said Friday it has approved more than $5.6 million in assistance to nearly 2,000 households in the U.S. Hawaiian island of Maui so far, as the federal government tries to help survivors of the devastating wildfires. U.S. Brigadier General Stephen Logan of Hawaii's National Guard said six forensic anthropologists with the Department of Defense POW/MIA accounting agency are helping with gathering and identifying human remains.
An ophthalmologist at Mass Eye and Ear in Boston describes a recent success story involving a worker in Alabama. He lost the sight in his left eye after a chemical squirted from a commercial dishwasher into his face. Doctors took a small biopsy from his right eye and grew the stem cells on a graft, and then weeks later transplanted them into his damaged eye. Phil Durst says the pain is gone and he can see well enough to drive. He was one of four patients to get stem cell transplants. A larger study of the procedure is now underway. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents have heeded warnings to evacuate the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories as a large wildfire burned just miles outside the city of 20,000 on Friday. Firefighters battling a growing fire that set houses ablaze in the city in British Columbia. Thousands of people in Yellowknife drove hundreds of kilometers to safety, with authorities guiding motorists through the fire zones, others waiting in long lines for emergency flights. It is the worst fire season on record in Canada and shows no signs of easing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.